Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Nun Dalet. We left off in Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We were about to start discussing the Yisod of the Mizbeach and how the Yisod of the Mizbeach was constructed and whose Chelek the Mizbeach was built in terms of which of the Shvatim the Mizbeach was built in. So we left off the last thing we said was that Ola to Uni Yisod and Keren Mizrachas Drum is Slo Haya Lo Yisod, that the Ola, the reason we know the Karban Ola was not the Dam of the Ola was not placed on all four Karnos HaMizbeach was because wherever you put the Dam of the Ola, there needs to be Yisod HaMizbeach on that location, and we know that the Mizrachas Drum is the southeastern corner did not have a Yisod HaMizbeach, so obviously the Karban Ola could not have been put on that corner. So now, once we mention that idea that it didn't have a Yisod, so says the Gemara, my time, why didn't it have a Yisod? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Lefi Shalo Haisa Bechelko Shal Toref, because that area was not in the Chelek of the Toref. Who's the Toref? The Toref is a reference to Binyamin. Binyamin is the Evitrov. So that's the idea that since it wasn't in the Chelek of Binyamin, and apparently the entire Mizbeach, Yisod included, needed to be in the Chelek of Binyamin, so in that corner, because the area where the Yisod would have been was not in Binyamin's Chelek, they didn't build the Yisod in that area. Damar Shmuel Barev Yitzchak, Mizbeach Ochel Chelko shel Yehuda Amma, the Mizbeach, one Amma of the Mizbeach is within the Chelek of Yehuda, meaning that Amma of the of where the Yisod would be is in the Chelek of Yehuda. If you look at the diagram on the bottom left hand side of the page, it does a pretty good job of explaining where the Chelek of Yehuda was and where the Chelek of Binyamin is and where the Yisod went. So you see the Yisod ran along the entire northern and western sides, but only went an Amma into the southern and eastern sides, because the Chelek of Yehuda was on the southern and eastern sides over there. Now there is a Tosos says earlier we had this. There was this Tosos on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis Dibur Maskel Tain. Someone joked, why don't we read that on, when we did the Daf Yomi? It was obviously a very, very long Tosfos, takes up the whole Amud almost on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. So Tosfos asks that according to the one who holds that Yerushalayim was not Nischalka L'Shvatim, I mean, there is a machlokas whether Yerushalayim is Nischalka L'Shvatim or not. Is Yerushalayim divided up amongst the Shvatim, and therefore there's Shaykh to talk about Yehuda had this part, Binyamin had that part, or do you say, no, Yerushalayim was not Nischalik to Shvatim at all. Yerushalayim is Klal Yisrael's land. It's not the land of this Shevet or that Shevet. So it also says, if you hold Yerushalayim was not Nischalik L'Shvatim, so then L'Chori, you could say that there was Yisod on all four sides of the Mizbeach. The idea that there was no Yisod on certain parts of the Mizbeach was only because we don't want the Yisod of the Mizbeach, we don't want any part of the Mizbeach in Yehuda's Chelek. It's all supposed to be in Binyamin's Chelek. But if it's nobody's Chelek anyway, it's all not Nischalik L'Shvatim, then there could have been Yisod in all of the on all of the sides. The only thing is, Tosfos says, if that's the case, why do I need this limud that the Matan Dam Ha'Ola has to be Kenegar Yisod, that the Dam of the Ola has to dafka be placed on a part of the Mizbeach that's above the Yisod? Every part of the Mizbeach is above the Yisod. That's the Kasha that Tosfos deals with. Now, the Briska Rav in Maisar Kabanos Perkei Alachates writes that from the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayos over here, and the Raivin in his commentary to Toras Kohanim, it seems that the halach of Matan Dama Ola Yeh Kenegar Yisod, that the Dam of the Ola has to be in an area of the Mizbeach that's near the Yisod, does have a chiddush, even if you hold that Yerushalayim is not Nischalik L'Shvatim. Because even though the Matan Adam of the Ola is Me'al HaYisod, is on the Kirim Mizbeach and is not literally on the Yisod itself, like the Shvich HaShirayim, nevertheless, the chiddush is that when it's placed on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, that's considered placing it by the Yisod. And therefore, even if the old Yerushalayim is not Nischalik L'Yishvatim, there is a Yisod on all four sides of the, and there is a Yisod on all four sides of the Mizbeach, we still need this Drasha, because this Drasha teaches us that the din of Matan Dam of the Ola is Lamata Velo Lamala, is on the bottom half of the Mizbeach and not on the top half of the Mizbeach, because we refer to the chiddush of the din is not that the particular side of the Mizbeach that you put it on has to have Yisod underneath it. Because according to this Daya, every side of the Mizbeach has Yisod underneath it. No, but the Chiddush is, how high on the Mizbeach can the Dam be placed? That when it's placed on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, that is a din of being placed on the Yisod, even though it's not actually placed directly on the Yisod. That's how the Briska Rav answers the kasha of Tosos. Tosos themselves write that even according to the Shita that it wasn't Nischalkel Shvatim, who knows, maybe there was such a Gzeres HaKasov or such a Mesorah, not Gzeres HaKasov, but such a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai or such a Mesorah that there shouldn't be Yisoda in certain parts. I mean, Tosos' Kasha starts with the assumption that the whole reason we would say certain parts of the Mizbech do not have a Yisod is because of the problem of having the Mizbech be in Yehuda's portion, but according to the Shita that it was not Nischalik L'Shvatim, it must be, Tosus assumed, that all four sides had a Yisoda running along the entire side. But Tosus says, no, maybe that's not so. Maybe the Yisoda of the Mizbech, there was just such a Masoda that the Yisoda would not run along all four sides, even if Yehuda was not Nischalik L'Shvatim. And in fact, that seems to be the Shita of the Rambam, because the Rambam, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perzayin Alach Yadal, Paskins, that Yerushalayim is not Nischalik L'Shvatim. And yet the Rambam writes in Perek Beis Halach Yud that the Yisod HaMizbech was not Makif Me'abar Ruchosav. Didn't go around all four sides of the Mizbech. So that's got to be the Shita of the Rambam, that even if you hold that it was not Nischalik L'Shvatim, still the Yisod didn't go around all four sides of the Mizbech. The only problem is Tos Yantif in the Goyim, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalet points out that then you need to give a reason why the Gemara over here says that there was no Yisod Bekeren Dromos Mizrachis because of the Ritzuah Hisa Yotza, because of the whole Binyamin Yehuda issue. If the Rambam holds and Tosus holds that it's got nothing to do with it, we just have a Masorah that there's not supposed to be a Yisod on that side, so why does the Gemara make a big deal about the Binyamin Yehuda issue being the cause of there not being a Yisod on certain parts of the Mizbeach? Okay, says Gemara Vayter. Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. Ritzua is a yotz mechalka shal Yehuda v'nichtzcha mechalka shal Binyamin. There was a strip of land that went out from the chelek of Yehuda and entered into and encroached on the chelek of Binyamin. V'hayu Binyamin at tzadik mitzstara lebekol yom lenotla. And Binyamin at tzadik was always bothered by it, and he always very much wanted to get it back. Or not to get it back, but to take it, to get that piece of land. Shenemar chofef alav kalayom. That's what it means, that he was chofef alav kalayom, that he hovered over it all day. And Rashi says it means mechashe v'doeg, that he was always thinking about it. Excuse me. He was always worried about it. He always wanted this piece of land, this strip of land that went from Yehuda's portion and encroached on his portion. Lefichach zacha Binyamin atzadik v'nasu ushpizcha naKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Binyamin so wanted to have that piece of land, so that in that zechus of wanting that piece of land, he became the ushpizin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He became the host of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar ben ksefav shachin. What does it mean? He became the host of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Rashi writes that becoming the host of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi Mesachas Yuma says that it means the Aron was put in his chelek. Rashi Mesachas Sota says it means the Kodesh HaKadoshim was put in his chelek. But the point is that he had the Mikdash in his chelek, he had the most holy part of the Mikdash in his chelek because of this worry about this little strip of land that entered into his area. Now it's interesting, the Marsha points out that from the Gemara it seems that Binyamin knew exactly where the border of his chelek was going to be and where the border of Yehuda's chelek was going to be. And he saw b'nevuah that the entire Mikdash was going to be Nivna in his chelek, except for that Ritzuah, and that's why he was so upset, and that's why he was chofivl of Kaliyom, that's why he wanted it so badly, because he saw that that's going to be the only spot of the base of Mikdash. It's not going to be in his chelek. But then, how does the Gemara work out? The Gemara says, because he knew the exact borders, and he knew exactly where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be, and he knew that the entire Beis HaMikdash was going to be in his chelek. That's why he was so worried, and he always so badly wanted this strip of land. And that's why, because he was so worried about that, that's why he was zocha, that the Beis HaMikdash would be in his chelek. What do you mean? I thought he already knew that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be in his chelek. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? How can you say that that because of his knowledge that the rest of the Beis HaMikdash would be in his chelek, that's why he was zocha that the rest of the Beis HaMikdash would be in his chelek? It doesn't make any sense. So the Gra explains that when we say that he became the Yushpizin for the Shechina, it's based on the Gemara that we're going to have later on. The Gemara the Gemara much later in the Masechta, all the way at the end of the Masechta, is going to say that b'shloshim mekamos shorso shchina b'Yisrael b'shilo b'nov v'givon b'beis halamim, that there were actually three separate places where we had the Shechina, Mishkan Shilo in Nov v'givon, and the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaLamim. And in all of those times it was only b'chalka shel Binyamin. So meaning the point is, it wasn't only in the Beis HaMikdash that it was b'chalka shel Binyamin. It's wherever the Shechina would be that it was going to be b'chalka shel Binyamin. So Binyamin saw, says the Gra, Binyamin said there's the Gra in Adaras Eliyahu and Parshas Zos HaBracha. He says, Binyamin saw Baruch HaKodesh Rabbi Nevuah that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be in his chalik, but for one little strip of land. And he was all upset about that one little strip of land. He so badly wanted that to be in his chalik as well, because he so badly wanted the Kedusha, he was Zocha, that wherever there would be a Mikdash or a Mishkan, it was always going to be in his chalik. Not just about the Beis HaMikdash, he was Zocha that it would be on a more... That's going to be the position of Klal Yisrael always, that the Mikdash, the Shechina, is always going to be in Binyamin's portion. Now, throughout Divrei Chazal, we find a lot of other reasons that Binyamin was Zocha to become the Ushpizchal Nakarosh Baruch Hu. We find, for instance, the Gemara in Masechah Sota, Daf Lamed Vav and Beis Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, tells us, Tanya, Hayre Meir Omer, B'shoah Sha'amdu Yisrael Al Sfas HaYam, HaYishvatim B'natzchim Zeh Im Zeh, that when Klal Yisrael was standing by the Yam Sof, everyone was fighting with each other, the Shvatim were fighting with each other. Zomer ani yori tchila liyam, zomer ani yori tchila. This one said, "Let me go first." The other one said, "Let me go first." Kafat Shevet Binyamin viyarad. So Shevet Binyamin went in and he jumped in. Fichach zach v'nasal shpizchun l'gavah. That's why he became the host for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a little bit of a different reason that it relates to Kriyas Yam. So it's interesting, Gemara in its own right. They were all fighting to go in. So the Chora, what he did wasn't nice. That he jumped in. Everyone wanted that zuchos. Why was Binyamin zocha because of that? So a couple of ways to take it. The way I always understood it is like, you know, when people pretend to fight over who gets to pay the bill at the restaurant. Oh, I'll pay. No, I'll pay. And, you know, they're waiting for the other guy to really just fight a little bit harder. So Binyamin actually wanted to. He was actually co-faced. He actually was interested in doing it. A second Maimar Chazal in the Sifri, it says that Mibnei Mazach Binyamin Shetishu Shechina B'chelko, because Shekol HaShvatim Noldu B'chutz La'aretz V'Nolad B'Eretz Yisrael. He had a unique chelik in Kedusha because he was born in Eretz Yisrael. There's the Yalkut Shimoni that says that Binyamin was Zocha to the Shechina B'chelko, because he gives a mashal, to mashal the melech, sheba etzel banav leprakim, like a king who goes and visits his children every once in a while, and every one of the children say etzli hu shore, let him rest by me. And the katan shebekulan, the youngest of them says, efsha sheminiach abba achai agadolim shore etzli, there's no way my father's going to leave over my older brothers and come to me. So he's all upset and he's sad, and the father sees that he's sad, so the father wants to spend time with him. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu says, let the Beis HaBechira be in the chelik of Binyamin, because Binyamin would be the last one to expect the Beis HaMikdash. That relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's habit of putting the Shechina in places of anivus, places where you would least expect it, or where in locations that are most humble about it and are most have the least sense of entitlement, much like Har Sinai, where you would not expect the Matan Torah to take place. There's also the Yalkut Shimoni has a different take on it. Also, it says, why is the Shechina in the Chelik of Binyamin? Because all the other brothers were involved in the Mechiras Yosef. Binyamin was not involved in the Mechiras Yosef. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, everyone's going to be Mevakesh Rachamim from me in this place, but yet they didn't practice Rachamim. And if they didn't practice Rachamim, I'm never going to be able to respond with Rachamim if it's in their chelek. Binyamin never had a major flaw in his Midas HaRachamim, in his own personal Midas HaRachamim, and therefore let the Beis HaMikdash be in his chelek, where Rachamim will be a key ingredient in the success of the Beis HaMikdash. So there are various Ma'amari Chazal all over the place as to why it is that Binyamin was in fact Zocha to be the Ushpizin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But anyway, our Gemara just goes on the list that maybe it was because he so badly wanted that strip of land that was from Shevet Yehuda that came into his portion in the Beis HaMikdash. Fine, says the Gemara, Meisvei. Ola Sa'of Ketzarei Sanasis. How would they do the Ola Sa'of? How was the carbon brought with the blood part of the carbon of the Ola Sa'of done? So Hayamolik as Rosh Mimul Arpa, the Kohen would be Molik, the head of the Karban of the bird from the back of its neck. Now, when we say molek, obviously it means that using the hand and using the fingernail, and he would do it with it, he would hold the bird in such a way where he would cut it from the back of its neck, umavdil, and he would separate it. What does it separate? I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean completely decapitate, but Rashi says b'shtei simanim, means he would have to cut both simanim of the bird, v'lo kechatas shibesimen echad, unlike a chatas where he only needed to cut one of the simanim, one of the pipes in the bird's neck. When it comes to the ola, you have to cut both simanim. It still could have been, the head could have been dangling on by the skin, but it had to be a cut of both simanim. Umematze dam al kir mizbeach, and he would squeeze out the blood from the head of the bird on the wall of the mizbeach. So now, where this whole discussion is about, was there a yesod on all parts of the mizbeach? But wait a second, if there was no yesod, then he was just doing this in the airspace of the mizbeach. Now, what does that mean? What's the kasha? So Rashi explains, l'kaman amrin shal keren, in the third skinny line of Rashi, l'kaman amrin shal keren mizrachis dromis hinasis, that later on we're going to say that this was done, this squeezing of blood was done on the southeast side of the Mizbeach. According to the Shita that there was no yesod, that's the corner that didn't have a yesod. The southeast corner was the corner that didn't have a yesod. So what's the problem? We're not putting the blood on the yesod anyway. The The problem is, where's the blood going to go? Gravity is going to bring the blood down. You're going to put the blood by the Mizbeach, and then where's it going to land? It's going to go to nowhere. It's going to end up on the floor. So, Frekt Rashi, wait a second. Where does the dam of the Olas Ha'of go? The dam of the Olas Ha'of goes on the top half of the Mizbeach. So the way the Mizbeach is constructed is that the Yisod isn't the only ledge. There's another ledge, five amos up, right? There's the Yisod, which is one amos up, and then five amos up and another Amma in, and then three Amos up, and then you have the Kranos. So if the blood of the Olas Ha'of was on the top half of the Mizbeach, won't the blood land on the Sovev, on the next level up, on the ledge that was the next level up? So says Rashi, HaKatani Yosem Asol L'mata Miraglav Filu Amma Achas K'shera Lo Kapital Al-Mal Menachot. He says, no. Yes, it was put on the top half of the Mizbeach. Top half of the Mizbeach doesn't mean above the Sovev. Top half of the Mizbeach means four Amos above where the Yesod is where the Chut HaSikra was, is where the red line that split the top half from the bottom half of the Mizbeach was. So he was able to put the Dam on that last Amma before the Sovev also. So if he put the Dam there, if he chose to place the Dam in that last Amma before the Sovev, and not on the three Amos above the Sovev, so then the blood would drip down to nowhere. And that's Rashi, that's the way Rashi understands the Gemara's Kasha. How could you have such an Avoda where you're going to take the blood, you're going to put it by the Mizbeach, and then the blood is just going to drip down into nowhere? The blood should have to really drip down. That is, it should have to drip down onto a yesod. That is how Rashi understands the Gemara's Kasha. Tosfos says a few problems with Rashi's understanding. Number one, Tosfos says, why does the Gemara Dafka ask from a Braisa rather than ask from a Mishnah? Right, the Gemara seems to be quoting a Braisa over here, and yet there is a Mishnah that's Mefurish and Samach Dalet and Beis that says, Ola Sa'of Ketzet Nasa Sa'ol Kevesh Ufana L'Sovev Bolo L'Keren Dromus Mizrachus Ha'yimolikas Roshi Molarpa Mavdi L'Mitzas Dam Al-Ker Mizbeach. So it gives us all the pertinent information in the Mishnah to ask the same Kasha, that how can you do this mitzvah adam on the southeast corner if there was no yesod underneath to catch it? So why would the Gemara not ask from that Mishnah? That's one problem Tosfos has with Rashi. Another problem Tosfos has with Rashi, Rabbi Natan asks on Rashi, is my ichbat lanu, who cares that the dam falls to the floor in this holy chliibud? Once it's nasas mitzvasa, once you did what you're supposed to do with the dam, so then good, let it be holy chliibud. It was the mitzvah of the dam is to squeeze it onto the mizbeach. Done, accomplished. So why do we care that it's now halei chliibud? Why would that matter to us? So Tosfos says two other pshatim in terms of what's bothering the Gemara. Second pshat, Tosfos says, again, Rashi has that one pshat, so Tosfos says the following pshat. He says, the pirush of harav Rabbi Chaim, that there's a girsa that says that the shiyare hadam, they were shofich to the yisod. And it seems that the shiyare hadam, the leftover blood, had to be poured into the yisod on the same corner where they did the malika. That's where they had to do the Shiari Adam. And that's what's bothering the Gemara. There was no Yesod on that corner. Southeast corner, how could you pour the Shiari Adam onto the Yesod in the southeast corner if there was no Yesod? So we're not worried about the blood dripping down. We're worried about a part of the Avodah is to spill out the Shiari Adam. Third pshat is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam understands that since the Malikas Olas Ha'ov has to be on the Mizbeach, just like a Haktara, so when you're Molik by the Kira Mizbeach in the southeast corner, it turns out that the airspace that you are Molik in is not on the Mizbeach, because it's not... The Mizbeach is defined as the actual structure and the airspace above the structure. So just like the Haktara of the Ola has to be on the Mizbeach, you don't burn the Ola near the Mizbeach, you burn the Ola on the Mizbeach or in the airspace above the Mizbeach. The Malika, the actual Malika of the bird, has to be on the Mizbeach, or meaning obviously it's not going to be while the bird is sitting on the Mizbeach, so it's going to be in the airspace above the Mizbeach. But if you're doing it in the southeast corner, above where the Yesod should be, but there's no Yesod, it's not in the airspace of the Mizbeach. So if it's not in the airspace of the Mizbeach, that's it. It's not a Kasha Malika. So that's how Rabbeinu Tam understands the Kasha. However you understand the Kasha, here's the answer. Amram Nachum Yitzchak Emer Kach Hisnu. It has to be that this is the Tanai that they made. Avirud Binyamin Karka De Yehuda. Unbelievable. That the airspace above the Yesod, above where that Yesod would have been, belongs to Binyamin. It's only the ground that belongs to Yehuda. So the ground is Yehuda, but the air rights... is something that belongs to Binyamin, right? This is a concept that we have in property rights nowadays, that there's a difference between air rights and the rights to the ground. So that's what they had in the Beis HaMikdash. So except it was totally unique. We didn't have that anywhere. I don't think we have that anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael. I think Dafka, and that little Amma that comes out right next to the Mizbech, that's where you have that the airspace, the air rights are Binyamin's. So Rashi explains. So what? Still, how does that solve the problem? So Rashi explains that, meaning the way Rashi understood the kasha, the blood is still going to drop to the floor and be holikli iblud. No? And according to the way Rabbeinu Tam understood the kasha, you're still in, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would solve it right away. You're in the airspace of the Mizbeach. You're in the airspace of Binyamin. But how does, according to Rashi, how's the kasha answered? So Rashi explains that there must have been another protrusion that was built out of the Mizbeach. Meaning every picture you've ever seen of the Mizbeach is wrong, says Rashi. In that area where there was no Yesod, they must have had some ledge sticking out of the Mizbeach to catch that dam that was, in fact, in Binyamin's airspace. So therefore, it was okay. It was falling on that ledge, which was b'makom, where the Yesod should have been, except it was higher up than where the Yesod otherwise would have been. That's how Rashi explains it. Otherwise, it doesn't help to answer the question. So Milo Havala Yesod, we keep saying that it didn't have a Yesod. Southeast corner, there was no Yesod. What does that mean, there was no Yesod? So Rav Amar Bibinyan, Rav says, what do you think it means? It means what it says, that there was no structure there, that the Yesod was not built in that spot. Levi Amar Bidamim, no, Levi says, it means there was a Yesod over there, but they didn't put any blood on that Yesod because it was in the Chelek of Yehuda. So it didn't have any of the Avodah done with that Yesod, meaning structurally it looked like a perfect square. It wasn't that the Yesod stopped at certain sides, but halachically it stopped at certain sides. We wouldn't treat it with any dam. Where they're on those sides. Rav Matargim Bachsante Yasvani Midbacha. Rav translated it. He had the targum of building the Mizbeach Bachsante, and Levi Matargim Bachsante Yasvani Mikdasha, that they built Kedusha Makom Mekudosh Ludamim. That yes, there was a Yesod, but it wasn't a Makom that was holy for blood. So Tashima, the Gemara is going to try to bring rayas one way or the other. Who's right? Whether there was a Yesod or was not a Yesod. So Tashima Hayesodim Mahalech Al Pnei Kalat Safon. The Yesod ran along the entire northern side of the Mizbeach, Val Pnei Kol HaMarav, in the entire western side, Ochel B'dor Mama Achas V'Mizrach Mama Achas, and it only went one Amma in the south and one Amma in the east. So what do you see? That this is against Levi, because Levi, you see that clearly that the structure wasn't there. So my Ochel Nami B'damim, so we're saying, no, structurally it was there on all four sides completely. Just means you wouldn't use that part for the dam. Tashma, another Raya. The Mizbeach itself was a perfect square of 32 by 32. Now that assumes, that counts the Yesod, the 32 by 32. Well, it wasn't a perfect square if you're missing parts of the yisod, right? It would not be a perfect square of 32 by 32. No, if you measure at its longest spot, so that's where it's 32 by 32. Meaning, if you measure right at the northeastern corner where that ama extended out, so and that's where you measure, and you measure from east to west, and you measure from north to south right at the southwestern corner. So then you'll get measurements of 32 and 32. But in a chinami, it didn't necessarily go all the way around. Tashma, another possible raya. Nimso perech amal yisod va'amal soviv. The kevesh, the ramp up to the mizbeach, went an ama over the yisod and an ama over the soviv. So don't you see that it went over the yisod? There was a yisod on that side. Say ema keneged ama yisod ve'al ama soviv. So you have to say no, corresponding to the ama that would have been the ama of the yisod, but not that it was actually the ama of the yisod, and over the Amma of the Soviv. Tashma, Raya number 4. Who's correct? Was there actually a Yisod on all four sides or not? Tani Levi, Ketzad Bonanis HaMizbeach. How did they construct the Mizbeach? Mevin Malbin Shu Shloshim Mishtayim Al Shloshim Mishtayim. They brought a mold that was 32 by 32 Amos, Vigovo Amma, and was one Amma high. Umevi Chaluke Avanim Mifulamos, Bein Gedolos, Bein Ketanos, and they brought these pieces of stones that were Mifulamos. Rashi says, what does Mifulamos mean? Lachos, moist stones. And whether they be large stones, small stones, doesn't make a difference. And they filled in the mold of this 32 Amma by 32 Amma and one Amma high mold with all these stones. Umevi Sid, Vukunya, Vezephus, and they brought pitch and cement and whatever, and mumach v'shofech v'zal makom yisod, and they poured it in to fill it in, to fill in the area evenly, and that became the yisod. And then when it started, right, so that became the yisod itself, and then they removed the presumably they removed the mold once it hardened, and that became the yisod of the mizbeach. The Rambam writes in Uchs Beis Abichir Perek Aleph Halacha Yudalid Mehechano Yimavi and Avnei Mizbeach Min Besulas Hakarka, that where would they get the Avnei Mizbeach from? Unworked land, they would dig ad shemagin lemakom anikar she'enu makom avoda ubinyan umotzin mimenu avanim. They would get to a place where it was very clear that no one had ever worked there at all, and that's where they would get the stones. And the Rambam writes, O min hayam hagadol, or they would take it from the yam hagadol, and maybe that's what it means when Rashi says that these avanim were avanim mifulamos, they were moist stones. Because these were stones that were in the Yama Gadol the entire time. Right? That could be why they were moist. It could be they were just moist because it's easier to work with moist stones, that they were able to build more easily with them. But that's what they would do. So that was the Yisod of the Mizbeach. That's how they had the Yisod. V'chozer maybe Malbein, and then they would go bring a mold, Shu Shloshim Amma al Shloshim Amma, that was 30 Amos by 30 Amos. Keep in mind, the bottom one was 32 by 32. So they would bring one that was 30 by 30 so that they could stack it up where there's going to be an am protrusion on each side. The Govo Chamesh Amos, and this one was 5 Amos high, Umevi Chalukei Avanim V'chulei. And you get the idea. They filled that in with the stones, and then they poured the cement, and that became the next level of the Mizbeach. V'chozer Umevi Malbin Shu Chavches Al Chavches. Then they brought a mold that was 28 Amos by 28 Amos, and they piled that on top. It's like a stacking toy, right? And they piled that on top of the five Amos high one. V'govo Gimel Amos, this one was 3 Amos high, Umevi Chalukei, and that became the Makom Ma'aracha. That became where, on top of that, is where they lit all the fires and where they had the logs burning all the time. Meaning that was the very top of the Mizbeach, on top of those 3 Amos. Except there were 4 little structures that were also built on top of that. V'chozer maybe Malbin Shu Amma Lama. They would bring a mold that was 1 Amma by 1 Amma. Umevi Chalukei Avanim Ufulamos Ben Gedolos Ben Ketanos. And again, they would take these, whether they be large or small rocks. Interesting, how large could they be? The whole mold was only an amma by an amma, so large must not mean, you know, like they weren't bringing these big boulders. Well, maybe Zavis Vukunya Mach Vishovik was out Karen, and that was a Karen, and that they would put right on the corner. You see, only on the top is where they wouldn't go in an amma, is where it would be directly on the corner. V'chein l'chol Karen v'Karen, and that's what they did for each and every Karen. So what's the point? What are we trying to show? How did we describe the construction of the Mizbeach? That the bottom piece was 32 Amos by 32 Amos all the way around. It was a perfect square. And then on top of it was 30 Amos by 30 Amos. That leaves you with a Yisod on all four sides. That's what Rashi points out. Katani Mia Malbein Atachlev Shalam Beis Alam Beis Almi Yisod Bolei Bo Midal Ruchosav. So you actually do have a Yisod on all four sides. So this is a raya that there actually was a structure there. L'chitema, the guy is like, and if you're going to say, no, maybe they cut it off. Maybe there was a yisod, but then after they had the 32 amos by 32 amos, they cut out a little section of it. So this is avanim shleimos ksiv, but halach is not allowed to do that. There can't be any pegimos in the avanim, in the stones that went to build the mizbeach. Right? It had to be something else. L'sanafala barzel, you can't ever take a knife to those stones, or any sort of implement, cutting implement to those stones. They had to be complete stones, so that would not work. There is a discussion the Chafetz Chaim has in Likutei Halachos where he's not sure that maybe it's only the outermost stones of the Mizbeach that a pegima in the stone would passel them to be used, but maybe the avanim that were inside the ovei Mizbeach, that were inside the thickness of the Mizbeach, that were not on the outer perimeter of the Mizbeach, he says he's not sure. Maybe that those don't need to be shleimos. Maybe those can be pagum. Those stones are allowed to be pagum. But he says he's not sure. Maybe in the chalik b'zeh, that since the Torah says avanim shleimos tivnas mizbach Hashem elokecha, so maybe it means not just the avanim hachitzonim. He says sarachin. He's not sure if it's just that it has to look from the outside that all the stones are complete and they are not and they're not tampered with. They were not broken. They were not cut in any way. That it's part of the look of the Mizbeach, or it's actually a din in the Mizbeach, that any stone that goes into the construction of the Mizbeach must be that way. That is a suffix the Chafetz Chaim raises in Likutei Halachos. So says the Gemara, so again, the point is, it seems that we have a raya that there was a yisod all around. The Gemara says, no, demachas midei mituse v'shakelei. When they were filling in the mold, they put in a one amma board in that mold so that the cement and the rocks that they were putting in the mold wouldn't go into that area. So you're right, they took a 32 by 32 amma mold, but then they stuck in a piece of wood that was, let's say, an amma wide along the side of where Yehuda's property was. And they so that when they put in the stones and they put in the cement, none of the stones or cement would go in that area. And as the stones and cement started to harden before it got too hard to be able to pull it out, but when it was hard enough that it wouldn't spill over, that's when they pulled out that board, and that's how they created that part that did not have yisod. Because if you don't think this is shayach in how they constructed the Beis HaMikdash or how they constructed the Mizbeach, Hadam Rav Kahana, Avanim Shel Kronos Chalulos Hayu, that which they say that the Avanim of the Kronos, that the Kronos of Mizbeach, were hollow, Dechsivu Molo Kamizra Kezavios Mizbeach, Hachanami Avanim Shleimos Omer Rachmana, how could they have been hollow? After all, don't you need Avanim Shleimos? Sa'el Demachas Midim Mitusa V'Shakalei, Hachanami Demachas Midim Mitusa V'Shakalei. So it must be they did the same trick by the Kronos of Mizbeach, so they do the same trick over here as well by the Yisod of the Mizbeach. That's what you have to say. Now there is a Machlokas, this long tells us about Avanim Shleimos, that the Avanim have to be Shleimos, primarily discusses the issue of whether there was a Shamir in the second Beis HaMikdash. In the times of the Bayis Sheni, the Shamir was the special worm that was used to cut stones, because you're not allowed to have Barzel come on any of the stones. So that's what Tosfos discusses over here. Tosfos in many places in Shas holds that in the Bayis over here, in Mesechus Gittin, in Mesechus Avodazar, Mesechus Sukkah, Tosfos discusses in many places that the Shamir was in the Bayis Sheni, and only after the Churban Bayis Sheni was Batal HaShamir. However, the Milchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadihei Os Vav explains the Shitas HaRambam, that the Rambam holds that after the Churban Bayis Rishon, it was Batal HaShamir already, and in the Bayis Sheni they didn't have it. And it's not just the Milchas Chinuch's understanding of the Rambam, it's also the Shita of the Shita Lonod Alami and the Me'iri and Kiddushin Lamed Aleph that holds that way, that the Shamir already did not exist throughout the period of the second Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos' raya that it did exist is in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash is from the fact that the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Aleph tells us that the Chachamim, famous stories in the Gemara over there with the Kibbutz Aveim sugyas, when the Chachamim were looking for the Avanim of the Ephod, so they from Dama ben Nesina. Dama ben Nesina was the guy who had such Kibbutz Av, and he had possession of the Avanim of the Ephod, but wouldn't sell it for even a great amount of money because his father was sleeping. That whole story, well, what do they need the Avanim of the Ephod for? The Avanim of the Ephod were useless unless he had a Shamir to cut them, because Dama ben Nesina was during the times of the Bayis Sheni. So you see very clearly they must have had a Shamir during the times of the Baisheni. Rashash says that no, according to the Ramban, it's not necessarily so, because the Ramban holds that only the Avanim of the Choshen needed the Shamir. The Avanim of the Eifo didn't need the Shamir, and that's why it could have even been during the second Beis Hamikdash, and there was no Shamir, and still the Avanim of the Eifo were valuable. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara. Darsh Rav, what does it mean David and Shmuel went and they settled in Noyos and Ramah? The Chimayin and Noyos sits on Ramah. What does one place got to do with the other? Noyos is an expression. It doesn't mean a real name of a place. They were sitting in Ramah and they were discussing the base of Migdash. They're trying to figure out where's the place to build the base of Migdash. So it says you should go up to the place. So you see from there the base of Migdash must be higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is higher than all of the lands. But they still didn't know exactly where the place was. I see Sefer Yeshua, so they brought Sefer Yeshua to try to look for hints in the book of Yeshua. Because you want to know the landscape of Eretz Yisrael, that's the place to look. By Shevet Binyamin it says Va'ala, never says Vayered. So they said, so if we're looking for the highest place, it's got to be Shevet Binyamin, in the portion of Shevet Binyamin. They wanted to build it in Ein Itaim, to Madli, which was higher up. Amri nichti be kalil kedukhsivu ben ksef av shachein. They said, but wait a second, it should be somewhere a little bit lower down because it says ben ksef av shachein. Viba yisema gemiri de Sanhedrin mechalkot Yehuda shchina mechalkot Binyamin. Or they had a tradition that the Sanhedrin sat in the chelik of Yehuda and the shchina resided in the chelik of Binyamin. Vimadlinan le mispalik tuva. And if they were to raise it up to by Ein Itaim, it would be very far away from the shevet of Yehuda. It wouldn't be right near Yehuda. It's supposed to be right on location. Mutav de so they figured better to go to that location where the Beis Hamikdash is because of the fulfillment of Ben Ksefav Shachain. And it's about this matter that Doik HaDomi got jealous of David. The pasuk says, "Ki kinas beisecha achaltani." What made me jealous? The kinna of your bias, not the bias, not his palace, beisecha, of his knowledge of the Beis HaMikdash, his ability to find and prepare for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Uksiv zachra Hashem l'David es kol anosa asher nishpa ala Hashem v'gomer im ovo bol beisi im etein shinas le'enei laf apai tenuma ad emtza makom la'Hashem hinei shamanuma be'afrasim etzenuma besada ya'er. That David says that he was going to have many sleepless nights in preparing for the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech handled himself very, very well, because initially David HaMelech asked Nasan HaNavi, what do you think? You think I should build the Beis HaMikdash? Nasan HaNavi said, great idea. Then Nasan HaNavi went to sleep that night, had a nevuah, terrible idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, absolutely not, David cannot build the Beis HaMikdash. So Nasan came back to David and said, scratch what I told you yesterday, you really can't do it. And David handled that situation. It was one of his most defining, finest moments, where he could have gotten all angry and he could have, what do you mean? I wanted to do good. Why can't I do good? So, and gotten upset at Nasan, you told me yesterday I can. But he handled it very, very well. And he said, okay, you know what? If I can't build it, my son's going to build it. I'm going to do everything in my power to see to it that he will have as easy a time possible in building the Beis HaMikdash. And he fought all the necessary wars so that there can be shalom, there can be peace during Shlomo's time, so that Shlomo will have, and he took care of all of a lot of the groundwork. And that's why when we talk about the Beis HaMikdash, we refer to it as Sukkas David. It relates to David, even though David never saw it. David never built it because he laid all the groundwork for it. But anyway, we have all these expressions in the pasuk of Ephrasa, Sde Ya'ar. So what's that about? Ephrasa, Ze Yoshua Dekasi Me Ephraim. That's a reference to Yoshua, comes from Ephraim. That's where they found the information that they needed to build the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzanua Beste Ya'ar, Ze Binyamin Deksiv Binyamin Ze Ev Yitrov. And that's a reference to Binyamin because it says Binyamin Ze Ev Yitrov. Now, this idea that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all of the other lands has confounded the Rishonim and Achronim for some time, or that Yerushalayim is higher. The Makom HaMikdash is the highest spot in Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is higher than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. The Radvaz was asked. Radvaz is a tshuva in Chelek Beis Siman Tafresh Lametes, that from all the psukim, it sounds like that the har of the Harabayis and the Beis Hamikdash are Gavoa Mirushalayim, and that's what the Gemara says, that any katan that's Yachal Lechels biyado shalav v'lalos Mirushalayim l'Harabayis aviv chayiv l'haloso. It talks about going up from Yerushalayim to Harabayis. So it sounds like it's the highest mountain in all of Yerushalayim. But he says, if you look around, it's not. It's very clearly not the highest mountain in all of Yerushalayim. So the Dvas is an unbelievable comment. He says, Shnei Dvarim Garmuzeh. Two things cause this. First of all, Goyim kept on conquering the area of the Beis HaMikdash, and because they hated it, they kept on knocking it down. So they actually, they knocked off the mountain. They took off pieces from the mountain till it was lower. That's one suggestion he has. Another suggestion he says, in order that it shouldn't be Gavoa from their own Mekomos, they built up their own little hills and made them into higher places, so it appears that there are higher mountains around it. But initially, the Beis HaMikdash itself naturally was on the highest mountain in Yerushalayim. Chassam Sofer deals with this issue as well. Chassam Sofer says, what does it mean, highest place in the world? The world is a circle, it's a globe, it's a sphere. There is no highest place. So Chassam Sofer explains very, very nicely in Yerodeh Asim Reish Lamed Aleph that no, highest place means, if you have a ball, the highest place means the place where everything else is yonik from. It means it's a spiritually high place. It's the place where everything else, so it's how you hold the ball, right? What determines the highest place. So the place that provides yonika for everything else, that's considered the gavoa, but not necessarily that it's physically the most gavoa. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow.